I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, for kids who like snakes and lizards, the place to be Saturday morning is Brewster, where the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History will host a Reptiles Rocks program that's described as hands-on.
There will be a mini zoo set up with 10 to 14 smaller animals such as bugs, frogs, snakes, and lizards to just look at. There's also going to be a herpetologist presentation with four larger animals. And those are going to probably be a tortoise, a large lizard, a 9 to 10 foot boa or python, and an alligator. There's going to be some chances for kids to volunteer to assist for those who dare do that. And then after the program, all audience members will have an opportunity to handle one of the reptiles. Those shows take place at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and reservations are recommended because space is limited.
Provincetown isn't content to celebrate the end of the year with just one party. There are events in town over 5 days, starting on Friday.
This is the town's first light celebration, and there are shows, dancing, and entertainment starting on Friday and going through the whole time, and then fireworks actually happening at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday rather than on New Year's Eve. Other events over those days are going to include costumed drag bingo fundraisers over 3 days, a canteen holiday market Friday and Saturday, a light bright bike ride and bike decorating competition for all ages on Monday, then a polar bear plunge that's going to happen in the harbor on Tuesday. And that's actually just one of four options for jumping into the ocean on New Year's Day that we've got listed. So check out Friday's Cape Week if you want to take a look or if you want to take a plunge.
For those making plans for New Year's Eve on Monday, two Cape towns are hosting large community-wide celebrations. The longest running here is in Chatham.
Chatham First Night has been around the longest, and it also lasts the longest. It's an all-day schedule, and this year is around a First Night Goes Country theme. And they've got more than 70 events, indoors and outs, some of which require paid-for buttons to get in. Everything starts out with the annual town photo at noon at Chatham Lighthouse. There's a noise parade at 6 p.m., and that leads to the first of two sets of fireworks at 6:30 p.m. at Veterans Field. But if you can stay up late, then more fireworks are going to happen at midnight over Oyster Pond.
Sandwich also has a first night celebration for New Year's Eve.
Visitors to Sandwich on Monday can sample art, dance, and music throughout the village, again, often for the price of a special button, and that's going on from 4 to 9 p.m. with 28 performers booked at 13 different venues. The annual Revelers Parade includes giant puppets, and it's going to set off at 8 p.m. from the Wing School and then end about 8:30 p.m. at Sandwich Town Hall. There, they're going to have a closing ceremony and a big fireworks display over Sean Pond.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.